Today is August 4th, 2021, and you are listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiyana's show, Lip Smackin' the Podcast. Today, we just want to get back to how we used to do things on our show early on, which was some good old-fashioned banter, okay? We just want to talk a little mess, relieve a little stress, okay? That's what we're here to do today on today's show. So just sit back and listen as me and Akiyana connect on hot topics and different things that are going on around life right now, okay? Well, sit back and enjoy.
So, did you hear about the new rule for New York?
No.
Okay. So, I was on, you know, scrolling through the blogs this morning, and I read in New York, in order for you to go outside, when I say go outside, I'm talking restaurants, gyms, anything indoors, I guess minus grocery stores. Do you know you have to have a vaccination card?
Oh, interesting.
No, not interesting. Do you know how many birthday parties will be canceled? Like, you know how, you know, we're at the age where we like to turn up. Our turn up is going out to dinner for our birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to happen when all those people have to be vaccinated? Because there's some people that are just totally against it. But in order to do anything, you have to have a vaccination card for New York. I don't think that's cool.
I mean, it's like the mark of the beast, right? We've been waiting for the mark of the beast all of our life. We heard about it. And now all of a sudden, you know, you won't be able to do certain things without the mark of the beast. So now we have this, some of us are marked and some of us aren't. And unfortunately, it's going to create a divide and some people won't be able to do shit. Some people will. It's messed up because they're saying it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated, you can still pass it along. So, you know, it's still very much confusing that they would do it that way, because it's like, it doesn't really matter at this point. Like in California, only 53% of us are vaccinated. So then it makes you think, what does that mean? If I go out, is there a 50-50 chance that I can catch it? Like, what does that mean exactly? You know what I mean? It's like damn near split right down the middle. So, I mean, it's happening in New York. It's happening out here in California and Long Beach. They're saying that if you work for the city, they want you to be vaccinated. So it's a fine line. It's like it's cutting into people's civil rights, you know, because some people, you have the right to say no.
I thought it was against the law, and it might not be a law, but it's your right to, you don't have to disclose your, it's medical information and you don't have to disclose that. And I heard it's illegal for them to even ask.
Oh, like so, HIPAA compliance and stuff like that?
Something like that, but it doesn't seem to be true, because what I was reading this morning, so the New York thing, that was like yesterday, Monday information. Today is Wednesday, and I'm reading that California is thinking about, quote unquote, and this is from Fox News. They're like, yo, what do you think if California does the same thing New York is doing? But I just find it weird. Okay, so there's people with diabetes. There's people with cancer. There's people with HIV. And medicine is expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those things can kill you. If you don't get treated, they will kill you. This vaccination, the COVID-19, you're going to die. But we're going to give you this free vaccine, or we're going to give you a $50 gift card, or we're going to give you a free Slurpee, or we're going to give you a free bag of weed to take this vaccine. Why isn't diabetes medicine free? Why isn't cancer medicine free?
Okay, that's why big pharma. It's big pharma. I mean, they've been making money off of sick people for the longest. And I think the reason why that's not free and this is free is because it's possible that, I mean, we really don't know the true story behind why they're pushing the vaccine so hard. There's got to be an underlying message. And it's possible that something's going to happen in the future where vaccinated people will either be able to work with whatever's going on in the atmosphere, or protect people from whatever's going on in the atmosphere. Like something, there's some other reason why they're pushing the vaccine. Because when you take the vaccine, the paperwork says this doesn't stop you from getting COVID. You can still pass COVID, you know,
Exactly. You
and
can
it's
still
not
get COVID
approved.
from the vaccine, though.
Right. And you can still get COVID while you're vaccinated. It's not approved by the FDA. It's only being used for emergency use. So when you read all of that stuff, your brain starts to think, okay, so why exactly am I buying into this? Because I'm vaccinated. So it's like, okay, so why did I buy into this? But in my mindset, evolutionary wise, like we are growing as human beings, and things are a lot different in the atmosphere than they were than it was many, many years ago. We have so many frequencies in the air now. We have so many other things in the air. Who knows? And for all we know, this could be a bigger picture. Like this could be population control from a higher source. Who's to say God's not in control of all of this? You know what I mean?
But
Every time we come.
we know it's population generated because we've heard the statements, we've heard the speeches. It's too many of us, and they need to figure out a way to get rid of us. It's
Yeah.
in documents right now. There's too many of us. So we're gonna drop, I don't know, let's say in the chemtrails, we're gonna drop these chemtrails and we're gonna drop them for a while. We're gonna let them mutate on planet Earth. We'll let them mutate for a while, and then some people get sick. Some people will die. Some people won't. Only the strong will survive.
And it's
Okay, so only the
interesting.
strong will survive. So now we're going to inject you with this free injection. It's going to stop you. It won't stop you from getting it, but if you get it, you probably won't die. If you don't have it, you're going to die.
Right.
I
No,
don't know.
I
It's
just.
just, I'm not vaccinated. I don't want to be vaccinated unless they tell me, I don't know. I can't buy apples unless I get vaccinated. Like, it has to be a real, real good reason. Only because I'm kind of scared of the vaccination. I don't know what, I don't understand the push for it, and that makes me nervous. It's a
The
real,
put,
real big push, and they're giving it away for free, and you get a gift. You
but
get a free gift.
I don't think there's any sinister meaning behind pushing the vaccine, because I don't believe the government would say we're going to inject all these people and that some weird shit is going to start happening to them. If anything, it's a benefit. And then we can't play the card of, well, we don't know what's in the vaccine, because we don't know what's in a lot of shit that we consume in our bodies. We can't have bad habits of consumption like alcohol, smoking, drugs, or anything else, or bad food, fast food. We can't consume those things and then say, well, I don't know what's in the vaccine, because I really highly doubt that the government is out to like put shit in us. That, I mean, they're definitely practicing on us and they're testing on us, and we're definitely the sample case right now, you know what I mean? Because they told us if we got the vaccine, we kind of would low-key be cool. And if you're around other vaccinated people, you don't have to wear your mask. Now they're saying, well, if you're vaccinated, you could even be a super spreader yourself. So you know, they keep changing the story up on us, which means there's a bigger underlying story that they're not telling us, that we
And
already figured.
I just don't know what it is. So getting the vaccine for me, I'm myself am just not comfortable with it because I don't really know. Is it the blue pill or the red pill? I really don't know.
What about when you were a child? Did your mom get you vaccinated?
My mom got me vaccinated when I was a child. As an adult, when I read the vaccinations, I'm like, oh my God, they injected me with cement. They injected me with rat poison. They inject you with these things because they're like, oh, if you accidentally touch it or get a hold of it, maybe your body will be okay because it's already in you. The stuff that's in
Well,
vaccinations generally is very, very scary. Very, very scary.
what about like when polio was a big thing years ago, or even the pandemic that we had 100 years ago? What about how those vaccines help clear things up for the future of human beings? Like, what if those people had said, oh, I don't know what's in it, like, would that polio just take over? You know, and it's like we have these new strains. It's like we come
I
out with
really
this.
can't comment on that because I just can't. I understand there's a vaccine. I understand it's supposed to help us. I am just scared, and it's okay that I'm scared. I'm very truthful. I'm scared to take it. Like I said, I just don't know enough information. Not that I know any information. I think there's something in the steroids with the day. I think there's something in the chicken. The kids are
Yeah.
growing. Kids are a lot more developed now than they were back. Something. I just don't know what it is. and well, I mean, okay well, with
it's
that.
and that's it's okay to be like that. It's okay to have a healthy fear of not knowing what you're putting in your body, especially right now when they're saying there's new variants. There was the Delta, now we have the Lambda, and supposedly like these variants don't stop even a vaccinated person, or like they're easier to catch. Like it's weird how it's rolling out. It's the questions are, you know, is it man-made? What's going on? How are these strains? Like I'm not a scientist, you know. All I hear about is mutations and things like that. And now all of a sudden, you know, I took my chances. I went to the Hollywood Bowl. You know, I didn't wear a mask. You know, I was around a lot of people. I did wear a mask when it was time to walk down to get to the shuttles because everybody's like shoulder to shoulder and like herds of people just right all around you. So I wore my mask to be careful, but I don't want, I wanna, it's like I'm taking a chance.
I think we're all taking a chance, vaccinated or not vaccinated. We're all definitely taking a chance. It's a gamble.
It's a
We're all taking a
gamble.
chance because even though you're vaccinated, we still don't know. Vaccinated just means you got injected. We still really don't know. So
And now
it's
they're saying we
definitely a
need
gamble
boosters.
on both sides.
Now they're saying
Huh?
with I think it's the Pfizer one. If you got a Pfizer, they're getting ready to approve a booster shot.
You
So
can get a booster.
another
I was at the dentist this morning and we were watching, I think it was CNN, and they were saying, yeah, if you got the Pfizer was the one shot one, right?
No. The Pfizer was two shots.
I
Most of
think they
them
were
were two
saying the Johnson and Johnson was one shot, right?
I don't remember.
I think what
It
it
might have
said
been.
was if you got the Johnson and Johnson one, you're able to now go back and get a Pfizer booster. That's what I understood it
Oh,
to be.
they're
I could be
listening
wrong.
right now, so I don't know about that one. Better not take my friend.
I could have understood it wrong, but I thought it was if you got the one shot, one you can go back and get a booster, and the booster would be from Pfizer.
No, I read it was the Pfizer. If you already got two shots from Pfizer, you may be eligible for a booster shot. So what is that telling us? It's telling us, oh, that was another thing that was in the paperwork of the vaccine. It said, what did it say? Oh man, I can't even remember. I lost my train of thought. What did I just say?
You said that it was in the paperwork of the vaccine.
Yeah, but what was in there was
You
you
may need a
can still.
booster.
Oh no! Oh yeah, it said it didn't know how long it will last in your system. So you can take the vaccine thinking like number one, we were misinformed because we thought we would be cool. But you know, you take the vaccine for all you know, in 6 months or 10 months, it might not even be effective. And so now they're coming out saying you need a booster shot. It's just gonna end up being, again, I'm not a scientist. I know you're not a scientist, but it's just gonna end up being like this. It's gonna be it's word inevitable that we are like the majority of people are gonna fall in line with the vaccine. I mean, it's just what it is because that's history is just basically repeating itself. People have lost loved ones. People have died that are within 6 degrees of separation or 1 degree of separation. So those people are going to get vaccinated. People are going to start getting their fun things taken away from them, like you said, the restaurant or amusement parks and things like games. They're going to start missing out. You know, either they're going to act a fool and start getting out in the streets and protesting, or they're gonna say, hey, I don't know for sure. I can't bet all my savings on it, but I really don't think the government is going around here shooting people up with shit that's gonna make them grow donkey ears or make them not be able to have a reproductive system and have babies later on, or you know what I mean? Even though I know we're part of the study right now, I just can't imagine not only America, but like the whole world is trying to get vaccinated. The whole world, you know, except one country. I think there's one country that's like, fuck y'all.
Right.
Ain't got no problems over here, and I come over
I
here,
really
but.
don't know. I feel bad for New York. New York, again, they're saying you cannot go to restaurants, you can't do any of these fun things. I think a lot of places will go out of business. There's some areas where people just aren't going to get it. There's some communities where people just aren't going to get it. And those businesses will suffer. So there's going to be a lot. The unemployment rate is going to go back up. It's going to be unfortunate. I don't know if we're going to shut down again. I can't really tell, because it's like one day the numbers are here, one day the numbers are there. These people are vaccinated. These people aren't vaccinated. And it's just like a roller coaster wave every day, to where you get up and you turn on CNN because you need to see what's going on for the day.
If it interferes with people getting paid, if it interferes with people being able to get a job, like if a job says in order to get work here, you're going to have to be vaccinated, that's people's money, that's people's livelihood, and money speaks volumes. And that is what's going to get people, like you said earlier, they're giving out prizes and things of that nature, incentivizing people getting the vaccine. The biggest incentive is saying, hey, if you want to continue working here, you got to have to get the vaccine. And guess what? There's people who have the vaccine who will take that job.
But I also heard this morning, I'm not sure who it was, they were saying it's against the law for a company to tell you have to be vaccinated, because it is your constitutional right to do whatever you want to your body medically. But then again, you hear, I don't know if I read it or I watched it. I'm not really sure. I can't confirm. But they were saying let's take California. If you live in California and you are a county worker, you have to be vaccinated in order to work for the county.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that I could read an article or hear an article like that, but I can also hear a statement or read a statement that's saying it's your constitutional right and they can't make you do that? Who do you believe? What do you do?
It's really so fresh and so new. It's like, we can pull the card of constitutional rights and things of that nature, but at the same time, whose rights are there? Because if I'm diabetic or I have heart issues or something like that, I still want to be able to go to work if I'm well enough to work. So that means I have to go to work with someone who is not vaccinated, who can potentially be, and I know vaccinated people can endanger vaccinated people, but for sake of this example, I would have to go to work with someone who can potentially be endangering my life. So you mean to tell me if I'm working for ABC company and this really happened to someone that I know, she caught COVID because this guy came to work whose wife had COVID. He came to work, he answered the phone, he passed the phone to her, and within a day's time, she was down and she was out for months. So you mean to tell me if something like that happened, they talk about certain laws are in place, I can come back and sue my ABC company because you allow someone who could potentially endanger my life work right next to me. Fuck your plexiglass. Like, we're all
also, but a company can't ask you if you're vaccinated.
Well, they can't ask you. Well, do we know that though? Because school, how come a school can ask you if you're vaccinated?
They can't. Schools? I went to my son started the 10th grade Monday. Mm-hmm. Of course, last year was his freshman year, but he was on virtual studies. So we go to orientation. We get to orientation and I had on a hat and a mask. You stand in front of this machine. It is like, move to the left, move to the right, move your mask, move your hat. It took us a few seconds to get, I was irritated and almost left, like, fuck it, you just won't know none of the rules because I'm over this.
Mm-hmm.
You stand, it reads your temperature. Then you go in a room and it's the orientation. They're like, hey, your kids will go through the same system. We test their temperature. If their temperature's high, they all go to a room. There's a team that comes in the room and gives them a COVID test. Mm-hmm. Results come back in 15 minutes. If your kid has COVID, we call a parent and then you have to come pick up your kid. So if your kid's temperature is high and another kid in that same room has COVID, everybody in the room, I think, has caught COVID now because you're in the same room.
Right. That's a very backward thing.
They said it's against the law for the teachers to ask, are the kids vaccinated? They were like,
I don't understand that, because when you start school at kindergarten or third grade or you go into another school, they ask for your other vaccinations. They ask for your polio.
I'm telling you, he said, if a teacher asks you, are you vaccinated? The principal of the school was like, let us know, because it is against the law for any teacher. They said, no one here should ask you if you're vaccinated. That is a right that you have. and you do not have to disclose that. And we are not allowed to ask you. And I'm thinking, so kids can come to school and they could lie. They could say, oh, I'm vaccinated. I don't have to wear my mask, even though his school has a strict mask policy. You even get a sack lunch. They want you to go sit in the grass, eat your lunch, put your mask back on. And they were like, we have these new hospital grade filters in all the rooms. We're going to sanitize the chairs and the desks in between each class or whatever. But it's against the law to ask, are you vaccinated?
So I could see that.
Why are they going back to school, though? Why isn't it still virtual?
It needs to still be virtual. It probably has a lot to do with money. It probably has a lot to do with the digital divide. A lot of kids didn't have access to good internet service. Not everybody has fast internet speeds. Not everybody has more than one laptop in their household. I was speaking to someone and they were telling me how they were one computer short. So not everybody's rocking and rolling with all kinds of devices. So they had to make sure these kids had devices and things like that. So it's they probably want, you know, maybe it's a money thing, maybe it's an attendance thing, maybe a lot of children fail. A lot of children weren't accustomed to learning in that environment. So a lot of children fell behind. So if you think about it, like a kid who started high school in the ninth grade, that kid didn't finish a full year. And then that kid also started the 10th grade this past year, and they still didn't even go on campus. Mm-hmm. That kid has only spent a half a semester of what high school is supposed to be like. So there's a lot of different moving pieces. Mm-hmm. It's all crazy, but you know, for the most part, it's going to work itself out. It will be history. It'll either be like this. Wow, look at how many people finally got vaccinated over time, and nobody hardly ever hears about getting the Rona. Or it'd be like, wow, look at all these people who are not vaccinated and the numbers are still fairly low. Maybe that will happen because the numbers are still fairly low. Like 1%, like 99.something% people are fine from catching the Rona. It's a very small percentage, and those people are people who either just, you know,
had other elements that were wrong,
pulled a bad ticket, or had other elements that were wrong, you know what I mean, and other situations. And a lot of times when they do the numbers, and again, I'm no politician or whatever, but if someone goes in with I think me and you talked about this a long time ago, I'm not sure, but if someone dies of the Rona, but at the same time they had a heart attack or kidney failure or
they
whatever,
but it was the Rona.
It was Rona, no matter what. Yeah. If you were in a car accident and they put it as the Rona. So it's the numbers are skewed. The news is meant to deceive us. I think it's really entertaining to listen to some of the conspiracy theories of people who just do not want to wear the mask. Mm-hmm. They told us a long time ago, don't touch the mask and pull it up and down your face. But like you said a few moments ago, they want your son to eat lunch and pull his mask down. You know what I mean? So it's like, you want us to take our mask up and down to eat food, but at the same time, you've told us don't touch our mask because we're going to contaminate it. So all of the rules keep changing, which makes it me go back to my original statement that it has nothing to, like, the vaccine has nothing to do with Corona. The vaccine has nothing to do with keeping keeping people out of the hospital. The vaccine has something to do with what is to come in our evolution, and some of us, human 2.0s, will be able to adapt to whatever that may be, and those who didn't take the vaccine just will not be able to adapt. And that's what I see. I don't know what it can be. I don't know if it has something to do with technology and human beings being able to merge together. I don't know if it has anything with the way we think. I don't know, but it's something. And there's a reason why there's a push. And I don't think it's to hurt us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day. But what else has been going on? I know have you been watching the Olympics?
I'm not going to lie. I have not been watching the Olympics. I'm not really into sports. I know that sounds bad. I know the Olympics is something special. I'm just not. I mean, I see clips here and there and I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. But to sit and watch it, no, it doesn't excite me, only because I'm not into sports. Not that I'm not, you know, rah-rah for the Olympics or whatever. don't bash me, but no, I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't been watching them, but I have seen, you know, a few clips. I was reading this morning. I know that Simone Biles had pulled back, and everybody was like, "You're supposed to be our leader. We're rooting for you." Blah blah blah. And a lot of the blogs are saying she took a mental break, and no one knows what that feels like to have all that pressure. And she already has medals. I don't think she has anything to prove to any of us. I think that she's very talented and she's good. I can't flip, nor can I do splits, and she can. You know what I mean? Give her the flowers. And I think she's done that. But I did read today that she disclosed her aunt died during the Olympics. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but that's very challenging for you to hear some information like that. And they're like, your aunt died, but get out there and go flip.
Right.
You wouldn't be in the right mind space either. So, I truly commend her. I really, really commend her. Even the Sha'Carri Richardson. I really, really feel bad for her. I mean, really.
Why do you feel bad for Sha'Carri? Tell me, girl.
I feel bad for her because it was a lot. It was not an instant spotlight. Let me not say that, because a lot of people knew who she was because she's good. Mm-hmm. I feel bad that the string of events happened to her. I will say that. She knew what she was doing when she puffed on the weed. Yes, her mother did pass away, but she knew she wasn't supposed to puff weed. I would have rather her took to a bottle and went and sat down somewhere and got, you know, bent for the night versus smoking, because alcohol is going to go away. And, you know, the smoking, they're potentially going to test you. And somebody with your, you know, your demeanor and that looks like you, they know they're watching you anyways. You know what I mean? So I just feel bad for the string of events that happened to her. Not that I feel bad because she got caught. I just feel bad that she even had to go through that.
I mean, okay, even if she, you know, she brought up the passing of her mother and everything, we are not dumb. You didn't just start smoking because in that moment, like, if you turn to weed, it's because you know how it'll soothe you and make you feel better because you've smoked it before. Mm-hmm. I get that you feel sorry for her because she had such negative spotlight.
Yeah, I feel bad for the literally the string of events that happened. Like, I wish she could have, you know, maybe got a 40. I don't know. I wish she would have picked something else other than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she knew better.
But then there was another girl. I do not know her name. Please forgive me. And she was banned from the Olympics for 5 years, and that's because she missed a doctor's appointment. She had had an abortion, which I didn't think that was fair that they disclosed that information. That's very private, and I when I start reading it, I actually stopped reading it because I just disagreed with it so much. She had an abortion, and her physical, or whatever you do in the Olympics, was like within 2 days of her abortion, and she missed her appointment because she had the medicine from the abortion. And some of the comments were like, oh, you knew what she was doing. She shouldn't have got pregnant. I immediately cut it off. And I didn't think that that was okay. I don't really agree with that. But then again, I'm not a judge. I'm not an official. I'm not in the rules department. I'm not PR for the Olympics. I kind of didn't like that, though, because, again, abortion is such a sensitive subject. And that was her right. And that's her privacy. Now the whole world knows that. So every time we look at her, we're like, oh, that bitch had an abortion.
Yeah.
It got banned for 5 years. That's kind of unfair.
Yeah. The thing that I thought was unfair with the Sha'Carri Richardson thing was that a lot of people wanted to pull the black card on it. And it wasn't a black thing. She wasn't singled out. It wasn't like, oh, we don't test anybody else for this. We're just going to test you. It wasn't like that. And then they try to bring up Michael Phelps and how he was seen with weed. But at the same time, he got in trouble too, but it wasn't during competition. So it wasn't like he was suspended during a major Olympic time. You know, he knew when to and when not to. So, and then I heard some Jamaicans talking mess about her on Facebook, saying that she hasn't even really won anything prior to, you know what I mean? So they didn't understand why she was getting all this attention. But at the same time, she went from like 30,000 followers to over 300,000 followers, and probably way more than that now, just based on her situation.
I mean, she landed in the Beats commercial. She got Ye singing on the track. I mean, I think she's going to be okay. I think she's going to find a way. I am a marijuana supporter. Mm-hmm. That's just me. And that is my right. I guess natural herb. I think it helps people. If you're sick, they give it to you. You know, if you have an ailment, they give it to you. If you have, you know, stigmatism or glaucoma, they give it to you, but they want to ban it. You know what I mean? So
She might be the reason why they come up off of that rule. She might be the reason why people see that, like stigmatizing marijuana use is so stupid. You know what I mean? So she might.
It doesn't make you run fast. It's not gonna make you swim faster. It doesn't enhance you at fucking. Probably, matter of fact, it probably slows you down.
It definitely does slow you down. But at the same time, imagine that you've been working out, doing your track and field training all these hours, and your body feels sore and everything, and you just want to light a spliff and just relax, and that's what it's about. You know what I mean? So, or she might want to get her head right, but it's not definitely to run and all that good stuff. We know that for sure. You told me about this this show on, I think it's on BET. It has that chick Keely from 3LW.
Baby, that show is so fucking good. It is called Encore. I am such an Encore fan. For some reason, I cannot find it. I even called my sister and I was like, yo, I need you to stop what you're doing. She was like, I'm getting dressed for a photo shoot. I'm like, scratch the photo shoot. I need you to jump on BET and see if you can find it. And she couldn't find it. I don't know where the show is right now. Because I know that there's, I think, two more episodes that I have not seen. But when I say that show is fire.
Do you have Roku? Do you have a Roku?
I have a Roku, and I have a pink BET sign, and then I have a black BET sign. The black BET sign has a plus on it. I went to that one, and I cannot find the show. I went to the regular pink one, cannot find the show.
You gotta go in through just the menu and don't click on those pink or black ones. You just go through the menu, because I just barely started watching it today and it's actually playing in the background. It's just been going.
It is so good. Them two little mean girls, the twins.
The twins. Oh my God.
I still can't sing you one of their songs. I didn't like how Pam came up and they were like, now who are you? Nigga, who doesn't know who Pam is?
That's rude.
Like looking at Martin being like, I don't know where you're, like, no matter who you are, you know Martin Lawrence. You just know him. You know what I mean? That's like looking at Snoop, like, not to say that Toto was that iconic, but it's Toto and you're in R&B industry. And
maybe they didn't recognize her because she had her hair braided like that.
No, not going for it. It's Pam. It's Pam, you know? Like,
what about Pam talking about how she's not, because I mean, did you perceive her as a lesbian when you watched her years ago?
I perceived all of them as lesbians, to be honest with you. And when one was married to Omar Epps, I was like, oh, she went the other way. I thought all of them were lesbians. They look they just look like that to me. But I didn't care. I like them for their music. You know what I mean? I like R. Kelly's music. I don't necessarily like him as a person, but his music, you can't deny that his music slaps.
Well, Pam is saying that she's not a lesbian anymore.
I saw that episode. She said, I've been saved. God came down and got me, and I don't want to be like that. Matter of fact, you too close to me, bitch, move. I saw it. I definitely give that show 10 toes, 10 fingers, and the nails to go with it. I like that.
Yeah, they did well by casting Keely to be whatever she calls herself.
I don't understand her purpose there. I'm the executive and I'm not here to be in the group. I'm the executive. What gives you the credentials to be an executive though? I understand you were in a girl group when you were like 10 years old, but what gives you the credentials? Like, I just don't see it.
Like somebody said on the show, they were like, they said basically what you said. And then they said, oh, you're here just to be the shit starter. Cause that's all you do is start shit. And how she tries to manipulate, like, our, you know, she talks about Audrey being divisive, but she's the one doing that. So it's a pretty good show. I mean, I don't really see how they had the nerve to put 8 women together to be a group. I think Keely is perfectly cast because she is a shit starter. She's exactly what the other young woman, Notori, I think her name is Notori from 3LW, the lead singer. Keely was kind of like a bully and a shit starter and, you know, always, you know, starting trouble.
Yeah, I saw an interview with them, I mean, years ago. This is like 106 in Park when your hat was on top of your head, barely days, like way, way back then. And Notori was saying, you know, the group was cool, but Keely, you know, was kind of like a bully, like you're saying. She was like, you know, we went on tour and Nelly and what is Nelly's crew called?
The Lunatics? I don't remember.
No, not the Lunatics. Whatever Nelly, is it the, whatever Nelly's crew is called, they were like, oh, she wanted me to sleep with one of them. And I was like, I don't want to. And they were like, go do it. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, that's a lot of pressure. And you're with these girls, you're on the road, and they're supposed to be your friends. And they're, you know, they're bullying you.
Trying to sex trap
like that. Like, that's not cool. That's not cool.
Not at all. Not cool. But if people are here for the drama, then that's definitely a drama show. And another one I stumbled across, because I never was a Real Housewives watcher. Like I would see like clips and things like that, mm-hmm. like on social media, but I never fell into the episodes. There's mm-hmm. one called Real Housewives of Potomac.
I've seen one episode of that, and this was years ago. So I wouldn't know anything. I would probably just be sitting here. I wouldn't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of rich bitches with older men, or not all of them have older men,
right? Because all the other housewives are white. This is Potomac.
Potomac is black. Yeah, Potomac is all black, and then Real Housewives of Atlanta is black as well.
Where's Potomac? I don't.
It might be New York.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it, but okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, but I stumbled across that. What else you got on your plate for me today?
I was looking at a clip. Well, I was looking at some memes actually. And I was like, why does Ice-T look like that? I'm like, oh, it's his daughter. Oh, wow. They look identical. And then I read that their daughter is now 5 years old and she still sucks titty milk.
Oh, wow.
So a five-year-old could walk, talk, potentially read, and you're sucking my titties.
And then her mom's breasts aren't necessarily, like, natural, so.
Yeah, you're just sucking plastic and silicone. Very interesting, I thought. Very, very interesting.
That is crazy.
And that little girl is dead on his ass. I mean, dead on his ass. I don't know what she's going to do for a living when she gets older, but she is dead on his ass. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw. Yep.
I know we talked about it a while ago. We were talking about the I forgot what airlines it was, but the captain, the chief, who flies the plane? The captain?
The air pilot.
Okay. The pilot made an announcement. No, he didn't make an announcement. He made a statement to one of the blogs. He was like, yo, like there was no more wheelchairs left. Are going from Atlanta to Miami, getting these BBWs or BBLs. And they're not even going to the recovery house. He was like, everybody's on the plane. They're on a donut trying to sit. They're squeezing their juices because you're still leaking and stuff. Like, it's just retarded.
Gross. Well,
along with that, I was reading that Peppa. And when I say Peppa, you automatically think of Salt from mm-hmm. the group.
No, I think of Peppa Pig. No, just kidding.
So Peppa is being sued for 676,000.
Hold on, let me write that down. 676,000. Oh, wow. $676,000.
She's being sued for unpaid booty work. I don't know what kind of plastic she has in there. I don't know where it came from. Her doctors must have went to the plastic factory, melted it themselves, carved it into a butt, and then carried it on their tippy toes from whatever country they were in all the way back to her to charge that much. But she is being sued. I'm trying to figure out, how did you get off the table without paying for it? I thought it was like, give me your card and then here's your receipt and I'll go lay down.
Right. I'm just stuck on the fact that it's a six-figure lawsuit because,
again,
I mean, and didn't she have a problem? Didn't she have a problem with her butt? Didn't her butt fall?
Probably because it wasn't enough. I don't know, but she definitely went back and got some sturdy shit because that's a high number.
Mm-hmm.
She
got a whole body.
Right. Last thing I have is, what is going on with the airlines?
What do you mean?
American Airlines canceled 1,500 flights and Spirit canceled 400. Me, myself, I've never flown Spirit. I'm actually scared. It's almost like the vaccine. It's just the unknown. I heard when you go to Spirit, they charge you when you get to the airport. They charge you to walk on their ramp. They charge you for...
Not true. Not true. No.
I've never flown it. So tell me about it.
Spirit is just very okay. It is an uncomfortable flight. You can't recline your chair. You're very compact, and the planes are a little bit smaller. But you can go from here. Like one time, I went from here to New York round trip for $300. I've gone to Vegas for $25. I've gone to New Orleans for $50 round trip. Well, no, 50-50, like 50 to get there, 50 to get back. So $100. So they have tremendous deals, but you're not, you're what do you call the ladies that take care of you, the flight attendants? You don't have the freshest fly attendants. You know, they come to work with the hair looking a little messed up. You know, they don't look the most pristine. You don't get a lot of amenities or anything like that. You will have they What we do a lot, if we're just taking a short weekend trip or something like that, we might just pack a backpack or a duffel bag, but they will charge you for luggage. But a lot of other airlines do the same. But I'm not a big Spirit cheerleader.
Sounds
The
like you
next
are, but go ahead.
flight we're taking is going to be on American Airlines. But I mean, when you can get somewhere for so cheap, it's like, why not take that? Like we took Spirit to go to Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
And you know, so the like I said, it's not the most comfortable. You're pretty crammed in. But you know, it's all about the dollar value. Like you're getting so much value for your flight. But I don't know why they're canceling all these flights and things. I mean, they're
But
probably
I heard Spirit canceled 400 flights and had no solution for the people to get from point A to Z, so they were just stuck.
Are they going to give them credits?
I heard that there was no, they were like, bye and close the window, and you just, I guess, live at the airport.
That's some cold shit.
Right.
That's some cold shit. But yeah, some crazy shit happening on airlines. People have been flipping out. I heard somebody got duct taped down because they
I
were
saw
flipping
that.
out. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy who we're flying up in the air with. And you know, and then how do we trust those people who sit by the exit door? They say they're going to help everybody if there's an
You
emergency, but I
stupid.
don't believe it.
I'm not gonna sit there, nor am I not gonna help any. I'll help a kid, but other than that, because I'm gonna be scared. I'm gonna be panicking myself.
Facts, facts, facts.
Right. Well,
Yeah.
anyways, I'm about to go. I'm about to go. I have to take
Okay.
my son boxing.
Do you have anything going on with your business?
I'm
Any
doing
deals
a
or sales?
I'm doing a no deals, no sales right now. I'm doing a pop-up shop in September that I'm pretty excited about. It's going to be in Montclair. And I've worked with this girl. I was a vendor for her a few years ago, so I'm excited to see her again and see her new shop. And no
How
sales right
many
now.
is she looking for more vendors? Or is
I think it closed.
Oh, okay.
I think it closed, but I can definitely reach out to her and see.
Okay. So give your website a shout out because we haven't done that in a long time.
All right. What we're gonna do is I want all of you guys to jump on Facebook. I want all of you guys to jump on Instagram, and the information is going to be Kennedy's Coil Oil. That is KennedisKoilOil KoilOil. That is on both platforms. That is on Facebook and Instagram. My website is www.KennedisKoilOil, KennedisKoilOil.com. I also have an Etsy store. You guys shop away. There's some cool things, especially on my Etsy store. My website is kind of just like blah blah blah, but my Etsy store is cracking. That's where it's at. So you guys come check me out, and I will talk to my
And tell them
lovely.
your name, because you never do that part. They don't know
I will tell them my
about
name is Akiyana.
the part. I was like, they're never going to be able to tell us the part. They'll never say her goddamn name.
Right. Right.
All right. And I'm Dawn Chanel. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Again, we appreciate all of you that take the time to listen to us. Tune in every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, same time, same channel. And you guys be safe, and keep the mask on.
Or not.
No, I'm kidding. Bye. You're so stupid. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.